The U.S. men's ski team had another disappointing day at the Olympics. Bodie Miller, the team's cover boy and a world champion, had high hopes for today's Super G, the super giant slalom race. But as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, he was unable to bring home a medal.
Bodie Miller showed some impressive athleticism today, but not the kind the U.S. team was hoping for. For all the hype about Miller being likely to win a fistful of medals, the truth is he's a very erratic skier. Fast, but erratic. He'll often be winning a race by a wide margin only to fly out of the course. And that's what he did today in the Super G. He hooked a gate and went careening down the hill on one ski, with his other one trailing awkwardly behind him, bouncing off the snow. As usual, Miller had the crowd riveted. It seemed impossible that he'd stay up, but he did, leaning way over on the outside edge of his good ski, with the one trailing behind him knocking dangerously around until he could swing it back underneath him where it belonged. It was definitely one for the highlight reels, but it also meant he was a DNF, did not finish. For all the attention that Miller's gotten lately, many who follow skiing were also hoping for a good finish by American Darren Rolfs. But Rolfs had a tough time at the top of the course, where he said his skis were bouncing and sliding around.
At the top, if you're not really smooth on top, come on to the flats, pretty much, you know, that's about it. You don't have a chance. My knees are going everywhere and the skis are kicking around a bunch.
Rolfs is 32 years old and is getting ready to retire. He's a much-respected athlete who's won major World Cup titles and who had been skiing really well lately, but he's never won an Olympic medal, and today was probably his last chance to do that. Rolfs came in ninth. He said he was disappointed with his results today, as well as the performance of the whole team so far at the Olympics, which in three races has won only one medal, Ted Ligety's.
I think it's pretty poor right now, for sure. Like, I think we should have been able to, like, medal in every event. You know, like what Ted did, it was awesome. He pretty much saved our butts. But we're not looking for him to just, you know, be the only guy up on top.
After today's race, though, head U.S. coach Phil McNichol was trying to look on the bright side. He said Bodie Miller has been in the lead in a number of races before he skied out of the course. McNichol says he's telling his whole team to stay focused for the giant slalom and slalom events still to come.
Just like we had to overcome a disappointment in the downhill, and we came around and got the job done in the combined. We're going to have to do the same now for the GS and the slalom.
The silver and gold medals today went to two toughened veterans of alpine skiing. Kjetil André Amat of Norway won the gold, his eighth Olympic medal. The famous Austrian Hermann Mayer took the silver. Mayer's a former bricklayer who's such a tough and formidable ski racer, he's nicknamed the Herminator. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Sestriere.